Anyway, I've talked enough. It's 11-12 here in St. Louis. And Dukakis, what would you like to talk about?
You talked about, I have a few other quotes here. Pat Robertson, Islam is a religion of violence and mayhem. John Ashcroft, in his famous quote, Islam is a religion in which God requires you to send your son to die for him. Christianity is a faith in which God sends his son to die for you. These statements are partly true.
Yeah, not sure how much partly, but the problem with it, I can say, well, Christianity is a slave religion. And then I'll give you a few quotes about Christianity and say, well, it's partly true. Yeah, but it's not true is what it comes down to. When you say that Islam is a religion of war and evil and, you know, and they require their sons to, you know, die for, to kill people for the religion, that's not true. I do think this, if I were going to grant something, I do think that the three religions that stem from the core of Judaism, the God of Abraham, which would be Judaism, Christianity, and Islam, they are the most violent religions on earth. They are more violent than the Hindus, and they're more violent than the Buddhists. That I do think is true. And these guys will invoke God to make war. And all three of them do it, okay? And I don't know who does it the most. I guess you could say Islam does, but the Christians used to do it a lot. I mean, the Christians started the Crusades, not Islam.
Well, that was about 900 years ago.
Oh, yeah, it's a long time ago. That's what I'm saying. The Christians maybe outgrew it a bit, although, you know, we're the ones with tanks over there.
You said last hour, and you keep asking the question, what business is it of ours?
That is my question.
Well, I think it is our business when you have when they're teaching in the mosques to their vicious hatred of Jews and to kill Americans. I think it is our business.
Look, maybe if we pull out, they won't kill us, but I don't know if they're teaching that in their mosques or not.
It's a hatred of the culture. It's a hatred.
Why do they teach kill Americans and they don't teach kill the Swiss?
Well,
What do they hate about us that they and the Jews? I know why they hate the Jews, because the Jews came in and took that land. That's why they hate the Jews. And why do they hate us? Because we back the Jews.
Well, they hate the, it's more complicated than that, Lloyd. They hate Western culture. There has been terrorist acts.
So why don't they hate the Swiss and the French and the Italians and the Germans and the Russians?
Well, there has been low-level terrorism in France. There's been terrorism in London. There's been terrorism in Brazil and Argentina and in Asia. It's a global problem, a hatred of advanced Western society.
You realize the logic of your position at this point, because if you're saying that all mosques teach this, I mean, you're doing a lot of warmongering here. And the logic of this, you're claiming it's our business then, in self-defense, we got to go out and wipe out all of Islam?
I mean, is
that what we're advocating? Is that where your logic leads?
I'm not saying that the mosque that maybe down the street from a person in America teaches this vicious anti-Semitism and hatred, but in the Middle East, it's praised, it's worship. You have Saddam Hussein paying the families of the so-called martyrs. So I think to just lump this in as just our supporting Israel, it's more complicated than that. I believe we should back Israel.
But the logic comes down to basically we got to kill all the Arab Muslims then.
Because
that's what I'm hearing from you. I'm not hearing a distinction, and I'm hearing a very broad brushstroke that, you know, all these Islamic people want to make war on us, so we're just engaged in self-defense here. Honestly, those people couldn't hurt us if they're not a serious threat to the United States. If they really tried to wipe us out, we could nuke them and destroy them completely, right?
Well,
you must think they are extremely irrational.
Well, if they,
to think that they're going to take on the United States and defeat us that way, it's not going to happen.
Well, they talk about defeating the United States, and if they do find
they can't do that, right?
Weapon, if they do find a rogue nuclear weapon, their mission is to kill as many Americans as possible. And there's a violent fundamentalist strain.
Yeah, if they find a nuclear weapon and we don't find peaceful accord with them, we try and wipe them out because we follow your logic that we have to wipe them out to feel safe. And they feel the same way then, because they're going to keep hearing this kind of talk. They're going to think, well, we're not safe unless we nuke them too. This world's in a lot of hurt.
Well, there's a different philosophy.
There's no peaceful coexistence between the United States and Saudi Arabia? Is that what you're trying to tell me?
There's a different philosophy. You have one culture that values individual life and freedom. I think
that's not my question. I ask you a direct question. Is there a peaceful coexistence between the United States and Saudi Arabia? Yes or no?
I think there can be.
Well, that contradicts what you just said, right?
Well, I think, but the violent strain of Islam has to be worked out, but the point is...
How do you do that? I mean, is that our job to change their religion now?
Well, this is what I was going to say, is that I think there's a culture there that doesn't value individual life, and I think they'd say, if we can kill 4 million or 5 million Americans, and they may nuke some Middle Eastern country, I think they'd take that trade. I do think they'd take that trade, Lloyd.
Well, you answer my question, which is, you really believe that your business in that region is the defense of America.
Well,
so you have extended, by your argument, you've extended the defense of America all the way into the Middle East.
It's the defense.
Right? I mean, that's how you're looking at it.
It's the defense, Lloyd, of Western culture and democracy.
No. I'm not talking about Western culture. That's all garbage to me. I'm talking about the United States of America. I don't need to defend France. I don't need to defend Israel, right? I just need to defend the United States. And you're telling me that the defense of Florida depends on me having troops in Afghanistan.
Well, the defense of the American...
That's the way you see the world.
I think that this is a serious problem, and I don't think that our old conventional... the idea of just trying to stay out of foreign entanglements. I don't think that works in this situation when you have an enemy that is quite frankly looking for the death of as many Americans as possible.
Hey, I hear you. I hear what you're saying. Appreciate the call.
All right, Lloyd.
Thank you very much. Call me again, obviously. We're not going to agree about it, so I'd just soon have a nice, healthy argument and get these things aired. And that part I appreciate for sure, but I don't see it. I do not see this as the defense of America. I think if you just pulled out of the region, they wouldn't treat you as a threat, and you shouldn't be treating them as a threat. I don't think they wake up every day trying to attack the United States, but they do have some beefs against what we're doing. They sell us oil. They can't hate us that much, right?